Everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. This podcast is a journey through Transformers from the beginning of the animated series. You look, you're going to say something.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, so
what?
Hey,
we have a
bonus from this week.
We do have a bonus this week.
Together, we go episode by episode with the occasional extra to look at how the show holds up or if it's a trap of nostalgia. We'll be looking at all things involved in the episode, whether there were real world factors that crept in the writing or the episode was typical afternoon cartoon fodder. I'm Evan. I'm the lifelong fan, is familiar with all aspects of the franchise. Ed knows about it. I think he kind of likes it now, but he's coming around at this point. And Jay, who joining us for the Real Phonies podcast, is here. He knows a bit more than Ed. I don't know as much if he knows as much as I do, but it's a good middle ground. Let's do this.
I think it is a middle ground. Yeah, I loved Transformers for my youth, and then there was a long lapse, and then I'm way back into it again.
The Skybound books are just killing it too.
They're so good, man. They're so much fun.
They are there, and it's like almost one complete, like almost like a full episode over like 12 books now, 11 books.
Right, right.
And there's no time to breathe.
No, 100%. It's just nonstop actions and robots punching the hell out of each other.
Oh, ripping the spines out and just killing people, and you know
they have spines.
Yeah,
this is a bit canonically now. They have spines. They have full skeletons.
There's a cover of one of the issues that's Starscream tearing Ravage apart.
Oh,
and he's
ripping
out the tape as if it's guts. Hardcore.
That's pretty cool. I'm kind of mad about that though, because I like Starscream and I also like Ravage. But
yeah, you might have a problem with the book, but I'll tell you, man, Shockwave is freaking evil, man. He's great. He was so much, I guess, more evil than Megatron ever had been. So
right.
He's a villain.
He's way more in line with like the old Marvel Shockwave, who's
just a
force of nature.
That was pretty cool.
And
first of all, I would never cut you off during the intro. I always wait for my dumb stuff.
I
drop my dumb stuff in here, but
okay.
I do have a couple things to address though, because we have Jehu on the show here. Because I need to correct something from your show from like May.
To be fair, I don't remember any shows in May, but I'll try my best.
It might have been April. I don't know. Anyway, so like we both acknowledge that you and I are like opposite sides of the same coin when it comes to professional wrestling right now.
100%.
And so I said a while back that I'm basically done with pro wrestling, and, right. I'm on the downswing, and you're very much on the upswing of pro wrestling. But you said that on your show, and I think it was Joseph that said, "Oh, I bet he loves the Attitude Era," and you're like, "Oh yeah," and I need to correct that because I hate the Attitude Era.
Really?
That is the worst era of pro wrestling ever.
Okay.
Straight up, I will take it to my grave.
I'll give you that all the boobs and farts, like that sucked. But the top guys, the main event, Stone Cold, The Rock, Mick Foley.
That was cool. That was the only thing cool about that. That and Ken Shamrock were the only things cool about it
Ken Shamrock was awesome.
Because here's the deal, I only care when WrestleMan A and WrestleMan B are doing the wrestling in the ring. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about promos. I don't care about storylines. I don't care about who hijacked the limo. I don't care about who stole the urn. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. What I care about, I want to watch men executing wrestling holds on other men is exactly what I want to see. That's all I want to see.
Go ahead.
To illustrate that, I love just the technical wrestling. That's what I like. I like all kinds of wrestling, but I mean, I like high flying. I like Lucha Libre. I like Japanese strong style. I like Japanese King Road style. I like Southern style wrestling. I like garbage wrestling. I like deathmatch. I like indie trash. I like every bit of it. But the in-ring, like the bell to bell of the Attitude Era, garbage. Except for like the big match, the main event big matches were good, and that's about it. I'm gonna throw a bomb out there. WCW's in ring light years better.
I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that. WWE. I think that particularly from about, I'd say like 95 to 98, WCW might have been the perfect wrestling show. It
They
was like
were.
the
Yeah,
Gurren Uhren circus. You
absolutely.
got a little of everything. You got the high flyers, you got the middle cards who were more like technical, and you got the storyline BS at the end. It was everything you wanted from wrestling. I agree with you. I love in-ring stuff, and I like every kind of wrestling too, but I need the storyline bullshit.
He's a soap opera guy, man.
I need the limo to get stolen. I need, I don't know, right now, like CM Punk and Drew McIntyre are feuding over a friendship bracelet. I love that. That has got me on the hook.
Man, okay, so this is how this is at what a nadir of wrestling interest I am right now. Yesterday, my favorite wrestler of all time wrestled the main event of a match in front of 60,000 people in England against another dude who has the same last name as me. I don't know if you guys know this, like, because you guys have like cool last names. I don't have a cool last name, and nobody in sports has really ever had my nobody famous has ever had my last name. And so there's a dude, the world champion in AEW, his last name is the same as mine. That's cool. I didn't like it. I was like, I don't, it's too much of a pain to watch this. I'm not gonna watch this. I'm not gonna watch my favorite wrestler of all time, Bryan Danielson, wrestle Swerve Strickland for the world title in Wembley Stadium. I'm like, I just don't want to watch
Okay,
this.
first, I gotta say, Swerve Strickland, that's a great name.
Swerve Strickland is a great
That's an
name.
awesome name.
It is.
Second
It's a
of all,
fantastic name.
we have the cool last names, man. I share name last name with Jeff Johns and Evan Johns and the H Bombs. That's it, man.
Evan Johns' H-bombs were great, man. Listen,
But
even
that's it.
connected with Eugene
Well,
Chadbourne.
what are you talking
We're
about,
going way too
Strickland?
deep cut on 1980s punk rock here, but yeah, no, that's fine. Hurt. Jehu's last
I
name is
can't have
Hurt.
false modesty on my last name. My last name rules.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I should have been a wrestler, is
That's a
what I should
wrestler
have been.
name. That's a wrestler name. So yeah, man. And yeah, and I just but yeah, so I just couldn't care less. I couldn't care less to watch this match. I hear it was amazing. I'll probably watch it at some point, but yeah, I'm just kind of.
I mean, I didn't watch it either, but I will 100% watch it at some point when it's not $50.
But yeah, that's the other thing is I don't have that was a string where I was getting all those AEW pay-per-views, and I was like, I'm spending entirely too much money on this because every time I would do it, I'd be like, I don't want to spend money to watch wrestling by myself. So I'd invite a couple people over, and that's like, hey, let's order pizza. And then I was like, man, I just spent like $100 to watch TV with my friends.
That is 100% true. You can't just buy a $50 pay-per-view and watch it by yourself. A pay-per-view on Peacock, you can totally watch by yourself.
Exactly. But
But
yeah, AEW
if you
Vince, like,
get a pay-per-view, you've got to get people over.
yeah,
And
and I'm not that guy that's like, hey man, I need you all to give me like $10 or $20. I'm not gonna be that guy because I don't care. I mean, I make enough money to cover this, but it's just like, I just spent Warhammer money on this. This
But
is
also,
money you could have spent on little guys you could paint, man.
like one of those guys could have brought the pizza.
Right?
I think,
You
well, I
know?
think really, well, for a long time, we were watching, me and a couple of friends of mine were watching the New Japan Pro Wrestling, like the Tokyo Dome show, the Wrestle Kingdom. And every year we would do this, one of us would make Japanese food, some kind of Japanese food. So, like, one year we did like okonomiyaki, and like one year we did like yakitori and all this. It was a lot of fun. And we would drink tall Sapporos, and those things will punch you straight in the gut. Yeah, and so
Love
yeah, by the end of the show, it was things were like 4 hours long. You know, we're like, I'm kind of drunk. This is
it.
so
It's a
yeah,
good thing
but
though, man.
and
Yeah,
also,
anyways,
who has 4 hours to do anything in their life?
the
My
older I
Lord.
get, it's 15 minutes, man.
My favorite thing on earth, I want to do for like 45 minutes at most.
That sounds about right.
I
And
mean,
I tell you what else was too long for me too was this episode of the Transformers.
it was not. Don't
It
even.
was We'll get
Don't
to
you've
that
already
later.
turned after your upswing on last week?
Man,
You are
last week,
so
no, it was no,
fickle.
I'm exaggerating here, but the thing is the hardest part of me doing this podcast is actually sitting down and watching the show, because like all week I'm like, oh man, I'll watch it tomorrow. I'll watch it tomorrow. I'll
I'm
watch it
sorry, such a
tomorrow.
chore for you, man.
Watch it. It's a massive chore. It's because there's times where I'm like, I need to watch the episode of the show, or you know, I also need to cut my grass. And there's times where I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead and cut the grass.
Man, I think you need to pay for some surface that has it.
It's the best right now. So.
Man,
Because
look.
I do. I heard you talking on previous weeks about how the YouTube ads have gotten so much worse, and they have gotten so much worse.
It's
Like
awful.
used to, the bane of my existence was a YouTube ad that give you a 5 second countdown and then was over at 4 seconds. I was like, let's find that guy and kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't give me that hope that I'm going to get to push the button. But now they'll just say, oh, this is going to be 45 minutes. And I'm like, I mean, 45 seconds. And I'm like,
Seconds,
okay, well, I'm just done with this then. I'm not going to watch this thing.
yeah. I was using an ad blocker for a while, and they I guess they somehow got around. They got some wise to AdBlock Plus, and it doesn't really
Machines
work.
are learning.
But you know
Yeah,
what? We're
so
gonna turn this entire episode into the Ed and Jehu Wrestling Hour,
apparently so, man. But I
and
want to
my
bring it. See,
bad.
I told you, I got some information on this, on all this going on right here, this
Okay.
episode. So originally, you know what, my buddy Boo, he went into, he got a lot of like in the weed stuff. Like originally, the Decepticons are supposed to be Autobots, supposed to be Autobot command, like combiner, something like that. Man, and look, they look like they belong in like a Mad Max, style show. And I don't know how that was gonna be Autobots, but also this whole thing, like the combiners, and you'll see more as the season goes on. They were like this whole, Diachrone. They were this whole Diaclone thing they were gonna do, but Diaclone like got eclipsed by how popular Transformers was gonna be or was becoming. It was basically like Diaclone free combination. So the whole gimmick was you had this little guy, you could take all these other guys and like replace the parts, which comes into something later. I won't go into that right now. But yeah, man, this was like he was this cool like techno looking like trailer truck transport thing, and
Which guy are you talking about? You're talking about the
Motormaster.
Motor
Yeah,
Master.
the purple, yeah, purple
Purple
black,
one. Okay.
yeah. So yeah, they had this whole cool thing built it, and they're like, man, Transformers are really popular. Let's just go and kill this stuff and put it in Transformers, which is why they kind of trickle through season two. So yeah, it was this whole thing. There's a lot more information with this, but I'm not gonna bog down the beginning because it goes into stuff later. Just yeah, it was a whole thing, and like they didn't know what the hell to do with this. So here we are.
Yeah, what wasn't the gimmick in Japan that anyone from the other combiners could combine from the main combiner with
Yeah,
one from the other one?
it was this thing, and this kind of goes into what I'm talking about. I was going to talk about later on. It was like a Scramble City. It was this
Scramble
whole,
City, right?
yeah, you see, you know about that. So it was this whole thing where they tried to, because Japan got the Transformers 86 movie a little late, so they tried to do this little stopgap thing in the middle, and they had all the combiners. They would be fighting, and like one would shoot off an arm, the other one would shoot off a leg, and they change combiners, and they like screw up the combiner. It was this whole like I'm short-circuiting you, and it was this cool little gimmick thing that never really panned out.
Why would that not pan out? That's
I mean,
amazing.
it's funny. It's great.
You know what's sad is I had multiple ones of these.
Oh
I
yeah.
never once tried that.
They
What a
all have the same
sad,
pieces.
unimaginative kid I
Yeah,
was.
well, man, I'll but the the thing is the they had the animated one, like the Scramble City, and they had Scramble City 2, which was like all stop motion animation of the toys and stuff, which is fantastic. You ever watch the Japanese toy commercials? They're all stop motion. They like transform and fly with their wings out and stuff. They're cool. This is just a really cool stuff. We almost got that. We almost got that. But Transformers got too popular, and here we are. But yeah, so we last left off where the Decepticons were pulling an old I don't know, it's very like it feels like an 80s primetime show, like uh-oh, the Autobots are turning evil, dun dun dun, to be continued. Yeah. So the I guess army, I don't know, some guys in green uniforms are like the Autobots are taking the fuel. So here we are. And during that whole break, the aerial bots have been created from like bulbous, curvy looking ship things, and suddenly they look like Earth jets and
Turn them all into Earth
Concord.
jet fighter. Every one of them is like an Earth jet fighter.
Well, except for
As the
two of them.
resident airplane nerd, I was going to go through and figure out which one each guy was, but I ran out of time. Except for Silverbolt, he's like a
Yeah,
Concord.
it's Concord. There's an F-15 in there. There's
I think there's an
a
A4
Harrier.
Skyhawk in there. I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure. I think there's a
Yeah.
Harrier. I think. But the army has a lot of bases in the middle of like these like blasted deserts,
Dude, this
though.
one is like
Like,
apparently real close to Tacoma, Seattle.
yeah, which we find out later on, while
Well,
they're looking at, while the map is displaying a different part of the country, which was cool.
I mean, Transformers give you the idea that everybody in the world is either in the job of construction, military, or science. You have a
Well,
hard
yeah.
hat, a green uniform, or a lab coat.
I
There
was
was
a
a.
lot of hard hats last episode, man. It was
There
like
was.
people like bank robbers, like their job even had hard hats.
I wanted to say, because, I wasn't here for last week, but I watched last week's so I would be ready for this one. And man, the sequence where Rumble steals all the cars,
That's my favorite part.
best thing of the whole series.
That
When
was
he
pretty cool.
takes that guy out of the car and just throws him, I mean, that guy's definitely dead.
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
totally.
Cars zooming around, he
He
is
looks like
so dead. But yeah,
he's
that was
Vans Fun
like, you
singing in
don't
a
know till
go-kart.
that. It's great.
Yeah.
But one thing I in watching that episode, I was thinking is like, why didn't Optimus Prime bring the IT crowd with him? Like, it's all the like smart guys. It's Wheeljack, it's Ratchet, it's Hoist. I mean, even Blaster really has a tech job.
Yeah, he's cool
I was
though.
like,
He
why did he bring all those guys? But it actually made sense in this one. There was forethought. They were there to build the aerial bots.
Yeah. And okay, so yeah, they get in there. They're trying to give life to the aerial bots. I'm like, whoa, we got to go out here and fight again and get another key and come back in. It's like, no. I'm gonna become one with Vector Sigma. Check this out. And he's like, man, he's like, I'm gonna give up my one life. And like, I do. We just watched the Wrath of Khan. You know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one.
Right.
So yeah, you know, I was like, oh, this is a Spock moment. He's gonna do it. And yeah, and he's like, says, I'm gonna give my life so these all can have personalities. And the first time they come out, Slingshot's a jerk. He is the
Right.
worst person. I'm like, dude, this guy gave up his life for you.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong here, though. Like, Alpha Trion says that he basically created Optimus Prime.
Right.
They said that before?
Yeah, okay, two
Because
more
that is
episodes,
a
you'll see
massive.
what he's talking
I
about.
think they say it later.
That's a massive revelation
Yeah.
that like he's like, no, Luke, I am your father. That's the whole premise of Star Wars. And here it is, right here, the Transformers version. And it's like, oh, I created them like I created you. Okay, cool, go ahead.
You guys are obviously more high-minded than me because when I was watching this scene, I thought for a second that Alpha Trion was going to turn into Andrew Dice Clay. Like Optimus asks him, "Where's your key?" And he basically says something like, "I got your key right here, yo."
That
That killed me.
have been fantastic.
Oh man.
No, actually, there's a, I think it's like episode 43 coming up here. It's called War Dawn, and it'll explain all that. I don't know why they brought this revelation in now, because they're building continuity, like, oh, what's going to happen next? We're going to find
I
out.
feel like that there maybe should have been like at least one more
Hey man,
line of dialogue there.
this is what we call a carrot. And you're going to go after it, Rabbit. You're going to go after that carrot.
I guess I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because you agreed to
There's a
do this with me.
weird
You're going to find out.
while they're doing this though, there's a weird little cut to like Shockwave just standing over there in a corner.
Like
There's
just
no
being a
one,
creep.
there's no security. He's just creeping. Exactly.
What?
It's like, that's it.
What's
That's the
going on,
last episode.
guys? You think they like put a guard, like, hey, Ironhide, make sure no one spies on us. This is like enemy territory because we're just going to hang out here in the most important part of the planet right now. Just make
I
sure no
mean,
one checks up on us.
he was just
Ironhide
standing.
can't build nothing. Have him on watch.
Yeah. Oh, Prime, I'll beat him up. That's what it should have been.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, he's over there creeping. And he's like, assuming they're a notepad writing all down. Like, yeah, what else are they doing? What else? Okay, cool. All the notes. He took all the notes on the whole entire conversation. And so the aerial bots do what the Sunacons did. They're like, hey, I'm Slingshot, or I'm, Silverbolt. And Optimus Prime's fat head is in the middle of the screen.
Okay.
I was 100% going to bring this up.
Okay, this is the single worst framed shot in all of in the entire Transformers series. This is like some Ed Wood level of composition here. Like, So yeah, he welcomes the aerial boss, but it's a standard over the shoulder like dialogue shot, and then the camera pans to the back of his head while these dudes are just introducing themselves. Hey, my name is Slingshot, or who are
Yeah,
I forget all the
primarily, you
names.
know. I mean, we've been
There
doing this for like 60 episodes. That guy doesn't know where the camera is at this point. Come on.
Prime
This was
remark.
in the last when the last guy introduced himself, he was still standing behind the fourth guy, and
He
like
was.
this is like
This is
very
bad
much
blocking.
Sergio Leone shot here. This is possibly one of the worst shots I've ever seen in cartoons ever.
Yeah, I mean, they had actually animated this, which kills me. They animated his big head in the middle of the screen over a firelight. He's like, oh, I guess I'm Firefly.
Firefly. Okay.
You know,
All
like,
right.
oh, okay, I guy's kind of red. We can see also, we, all we can see because Optimus Prime's big head is in the middle of the screen the entire time.
I mean,
And yeah,
say
you
80%
barely,
of the screen.
yeah, you barely see skydive and then like, you know, Slingshot you see over his right shoulder. I mean, you know, make Optimus Prime the camera. Let's try some basic filmmaking for a second.
Yeah,
Right.
this was not it, man.
I mean, come on, U-Ball makes a better movie than this. But anyways, yeah. So they'll get their thing, and then they go and find Omega Supreme. Omega Supreme's just hanging out. It's like, I hope he hasn't been taken out by Shockwave. No, Shockwave's been in there taking notes the entire time.
Also, this version of Shockwave was never going to take out Omega Supreme.
No.
All he's basically clerical at this point.
Yes. There he
He's so cool, but he doesn't do anything. Like he's
Right.
like the only thing he's done so far in this entire thing is like he turns on the space bridge and he sat for 4 million years.
Right.
That's all he's done. Oh, bro,
He's
you
probably
turned
the
into a
most.
gun better than Megatron.
Right.
Your gun form rules over Megatron,
And
and you
that's
have a
one of
gun
this.
in hand.
Yeah, well, we were like, we're doing the Marvel UK stuff, which is at this point, it's like taking the American comic and splitting into two issues. So, like in the second part of the issue, there's this really cool issue that has Transformers Are All Dead with Shockwave on the cover.
Oh,
Well,
that's the cover.
and this
Best
is,
comic book cover
oh,
ever,
it's
maybe.
fantastic. But yeah, you have him flying as a space gun, shooting, blowing up GB Blackrock's oil tanker, and you know, paralyzing Josie Beller, who becomes Circuit Breaker.
Circuit
Just
Breaker,
yeah.
the costume that launched a million puberties.
Yeah, pretty
I don't
much.
think I'm familiar with who this is.
She's
Or, oh, you
actually
should
in
really look. I
I think she's on the cover of either issue 8 or 9. You should really
yeah.
look it up. It's not a
She's
fair
actually
thing to do to young boys.
she's in
Okay, fair
Secret
enough.
Wars, I think, and she hangs out in the Beyonder for a second.
She first appears in Secret Wars so they could keep copyright on.
Yeah. She's like, I like to smash robots. All right, cool. Well, that's just your job then.
Right.
So yeah, he looks so cool. He is so imposing, and he hangs Megatron on a wall. He's like, let me show you how it's done. This guy here, he's like, oh, okay, well, Megatron finally talked to me after 4 million years. I guess I'll do what he wants. He was lonely.
Right.
So yeah, he's not doing anything. But yeah, Mega Supreme's just hanging out on the surface, doing nothing. He's like looking in there, see if they're ready to go yet. And yeah, they come bustling out there saying, like, oh, Mega Supreme, let's go, hurry, come on. And you know, fly back. But here's like they show this little like notch on him, like something's like messed up on the side of him,
Right.
and just nothing's paid attention to that at all.
No explanation
Nope.
given whatsoever.
I mean, he could have tripped and done that. I don't know, man.
Right.
He flies.
Like I feel like you could have just shown somebody like creeping in the corner to be like, oh, that's the guy who did that thing. Now I know. Now I
Well,
don't
man,
have
they
to
could have had like
wonder about that for the rest of my life.
They could have had like a Cobra, a trooper, like, you know,
Right.
jetpack a bomb on the side of it, you know, and fly off. Something.
Right.
That would have been
There's
so much
this
cooler than, like, I got a scratch.
really funny scene where like the aerial bots are flying off and all those sentinels that they were fighting are like shaking their fists at the sky. This was really good.
Wait, what are they called again? The females Andrades?
The females in trial, what?
No, yeah,
I'm not going
they.
through this again. Look,
Okay. I'm just gonna ask,
if you
man.
want to hear me, if you want to hear me do the proper Zentradi pronunciation, you all go back and read, listen to the last episode. Give us
Okay,
a
well,
get our numbers up a little bit here.
don't, yeah, don't say I didn't try to get you to say it.
It's
So,
the Quaidlin Rao, if I
yes,
just
yes.
want
You couldn't leave that alone, could you?
No, I couldn't. No,
That is
absolutely.
funny because you, for a second, was like, I'm a man. I'm not going to do this again. And then you're like, nope, I got to do this
No,
again.
I'm gonna do it again.
I can't
I
not do
may
it.
or I may or may not have just ordered a model kit of the Quaidlin Rao here recently from
I
Quaidlin.
don't believe that for a second, not at all.
Yeah, so no, so I looked up Circuit Breaker though, and she like, okay, I see your point, A, but B, also she kind of reminds me of Scalp Hunter from the Marauders in the X-Men.
I mean,
Cuz
I can
she's
totally see that. Yes,
like
100%.
metal all over, and I'm just like, and I'm like, it just looks like one of those like Mark Silvestri sketchy characters, which is fine. I like Mark
Well,
Silvestri
you,
art, but
which one? Because she changes her costume to be less scandalous later.
oh, I think I was looking at, I just did like a Google image search. It's, I
I
mean, it's
think
fine.
specifically look up issue 9, I think is the one she's on the
Yeah, the
cover.
cover. Oh yeah. All
Is
right.
she over there with like goofy looking Starscream on the cover? Yeah. Yeah, the art in the American book was a real suspect at this point. Like, it depends on who they got the artist of the week. I mean, it was 100%. They just plugged in whatever Marvel House style guy was
Yeah.
free that month.
Herb Trimpe, probably, usually.
Herb Trimpe, Don Perlin,
Oh
all out
yeah.
bombs.
Who was that guy that used to do ROM? That
Oh, Herb
that's like
Trimpe
a
did
it might be,
ROM.
yeah, I think it was Herb Trimpe. Yeah, I think you're right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to talk crap on Herb Trimpe. Herb Trimpe Hulk is the best.
God,
No, it isn't.
Kettner's
Yes, it
favorite
is, Ed.
comic. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, so yeah. So anyway, the Autobots get back to Earth, and Omega Supremes blows up.
It's like, yeah, they're only hanging
No
out.
explanation. It's like he
Welcome
has
home,
indigestion
Errol.
or something.
Like, Optimus Prime's
Did
like, your home awaits you. Like, they're all like looking like, oh, what a crappy place to be. And all of a sudden, get off He
now. I'm
blows
gonna
up.
blow
He's like,
up.
it's like he's my old 79 Datsun. He couldn't take that drive. So,
Yeah, but like during this
oh.
time, like Shockwave calls Megatron, I found out things. And Megatron's pissed because he's like, I'm the only one who can make new Transformers. No, you're not allowed. So yeah, he finds out the key has a secret power, but they don't know what it is.
Don't it?
So
Yeah. So some kind of secret power. So,
yeah.
but
Which comes up again, weirdly enough, in like a later incarnation of Transformers Beast Machines. And it was really badly done. Anyways, like the entire show. So moving on to this though. The Autobots just drive to the airfield where the super secret mega fuel stuff was being like stored.
yeah, and all the aerial bots and blaster rode in Optimus Prime's trailer. All the four jet fighters and a Concorde rode in the back of a. And I know I said I'm going to stop like I know I said 30 episodes ago I'm going to stop talking about the scale thing, but I
Dude,
can't not touch on that.
don't.
So
We are.
why don't they just fly? Why don't they just
Dude,
fly?
I was gonna. One of the thoughts I had while watching these is like, this is driving Ed nuts.
Oh yeah, it
Yeah, because there's
was.
so
Oh
much
yeah.
scale issues in
Well,
this.
the other thing too is that, like, they had when they have Silverbolt, it's like he's a massive like jetliner, and I was like, oh, he'll be the new space taxi now. He'll be the
Right.
new
Nope.
they're like riding on him, like he's like a fare ride or
Like
something.
they're Slim Pickens. They're just riding.
It happens
It's kind
multiple
of the
times
same
this
way
episode.
too.
Like it happens. There's a lot of Doctor
Oh
Strange
my
love in this.
God. You
Yeah.
know, it could have been like, hey, we're going to be the full size of a jetliner. You can just probably like transform and be inside the cockpit. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to actually really goofy looking small jets with big robots. No, actually, another thing about this, if you, I cannot wait, dude. I cannot wait so much. There's a season 3 episode called Carnage in C Minor. Now, you talk
Oh,
about scale. I can't wait.
I've heard of that
Definitely
one.
invite me back for that one. That's the
Oh.
worst episode of the series.
Oh God. And I
It's
actually
so bad.
we talked to the writer of that episode, and I was trying to be like, man, this is actually not bad. It's just really badly animated. He's like, I'm glad you think so. He did not like it either. I was trying to be charitable. That was
That's
fully
funny.
funny.
Was that Buzz?
I've always thought
Yeah, it
that
was Buzz.
probably
Buzz Bitchin'.
started off with a cool premise.
Yeah. Oh
And
yeah.
just
It's
by the
definitely
time
cool.
it made it through the process, it was
Well,
nothing.
we can save all that for that episode later on, but I cannot wait till you see the animation. Acom, who later on went to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a lot of other great shows, early on, they were not really that great. But anyways.
So here's a fun line happens here, but when the Autobots show up, all these soldiers guarding this base in the middle of the desert are like, hey, those are the Autobots that attacked us a few hours ago. Bro, they've been to space and back.
Hey, look, they all look alike to
And
him.
oh, it was just a few hours ago. And there's dudes like patching them. You see the guys like building like a wooden fence over where like the gate was like busted up or whatever. Like a few hours ago, bro, they went to Cybertron. Cybertron. And
Did you
back.
notice the
They were to
G.I. Joe
Cybertron and they
armadillo?
built. What's that?
There's a little G.I. Joe armadillo, that little small tank that has the four turrets. It's
Oh
down
yeah.
there with tanks. I'm like,
Oh no,
oh,
I didn't see that.
yeah.
No.
Nice product placement.
Oh, I hate that I missed that. I like that. I like that one.
Yeah.
That was a good.
Anyways, what was it branded though? It was just like U.S. military. But anyway, yeah, man. Yeah, they're like they've gone to space. They've built jets. They've given them life, and they come back. It's those guys again.
Yeah, oh, they were just here a few hours ago. Like,
Optimus Prime should have been like, dude, we weren't even here. I got an alibi. But no, not at all. But yeah, man, they're like back off and slingshots. Like, we're supposed to be like helping these guys. They hate us, which is not wrong.
Right.
So. This is where kind of my breakdown with the episode happened, because there was a whole lot of like slingshot not wanting to be with the Autobots, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But also here, we're about to get a battle here, but during the battle, they decided to take Silverbolt and make him the non-confident guy. They gave him the Spider-Man thing where he's like, I don't want to be, I can't be the hero. They give him the confidence thing, and I'm like, there's already way too much going on in this episode. I don't really need that. And
Yeah.
it's always that only works with Spider-Man anyway.
It's
Anybody else
funny that
doesn't.
you say Spider-Man, because my thought was this was such a Stan Lee-esque move.
Yeah.
This was Stan Lee walking into the bullpen and saying, hey, let's have a hero who can fly, but he's afraid of heights. Now you guys make that work, and walking out of the room, and then, Jack Kirby or Ditko one has to turn that into a character.
You're more charitable than I would have been. I would have said that it would have been Stan Lee coming in and just signing his name on a story that Jack Kirby wrote and drew.
Yeah, you're not wrong either.
As a noted Stan Lee hater.
Well, honestly, this is one of those things that they did a good job of harkening back to the write-ups, the character personality write-ups that they created for like the tech specs. Silverbolt was famously afraid of heights. He's a Concorde, so they try to like put in here's their quirk. And unfortunately, the quirk of Slingshot is he's a to keep this G rated, he's a jerk. And just like
He's
Grimlock,
the heel.
Grimlock's yeah, he is the heel. But Grimlock and Slag and all of them at first were like, yeah, where should we help you guys out? And they had to learn their lesson and like, oh, we're all part of the same team. We're better than you. We're part of the same team.
So the Decepticons start to show up, and somebody screams "Starscream and the Jets," which is a good band name,
Optimus
and
Prime.
somebody should steal that as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Blaster tells somebody to eat asphalt, and my 2024 brain was like, "What is he about to say?"
Oh no. I'm thinking of American History X.
Oh man.
Yeah, dude, there's a yeah, the Stunticons show up and they're coming at us at 300 miles per hour on the ground.
It's pretty
And yeah.
fast for a car.
Three
And
hundred
I
miles per hour is like that last singing season of Knight Rider where he had like the wings that came out of the side. Like it's like that's not feasible.
No, and
Yeah.
the thing
That's
about
funny.
this, Oh, go ahead, Evan.
it's like this actually is a kind of trope that occurred to me also. Like when we were kids, we didn't understand how fast 300 miles per hour is. We're like, oh my God, that's
Yeah.
so fast. So
Right.
it was a perfect for a kid brain.
Yeah, for some reason I hadn't thought about that that season of Knight Rider, because that was the last season, I'm pretty
That was the
sure.
last season, yeah.
And it was real silly, but like I remember seeing it a couple times and being like, but like my dad, for some reason, my dad and I didn't talk a whole lot for many years, but at some point, and then during that time, he wrote me a letter. And the only thing I remember from that entire letter was he's like, was hey, have you seen the new Knight Rider? That new kit sure is cool, isn't he? And that just brought back a really weird childhood memory of
I
a
mean,
letter from
it
my
was a
dad.
cool design. It looked cool, but it was
Yes,
silly.
it's as dads, my son is he's now 15, and I struggle to find like how what is he into now? What do I talk to him about? Like you like dude, like so what games you playing? He tells you some game he's playing. Like I've never heard of that. You still play Skyrim? I don't know. You don't know how to talk to your teenager because they're into things they don't tell you about anymore. So I kind of feel empathy for your dad, even though y'all didn't talk for a while. I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, how about that that new Knight Rider? It's pretty cool, right? Dude,
Well, he and I used to watch Knight Rider together a lot.
okay, that makes
He was a
more
fan
sense.
because he liked it, because I liked the Dukes of Hazzard. And then but my dad, despite being from the South and rooted in the South, like loathes rednecks, and so just could not stand the Dukes
That's
of
fair.
Hazzard. So when Knight Rider came out, it was like that was the classy version of the Dukes of Hazzard. So.
Right. As people who've grown up in the South, I feel that. I understand it completely. So,
Yeah.
love my Southern friends, but come on, y'all.
Speaking of cars, though, the Stunticons are better at being cars than the Autobots. These guys rule.
Dude, this fight was objectively great.
Oh yeah,
The
it was
first
really
fight
good. Yeah.
was awesome.
Man, these guys, I want a car with force fields and zero G abilities to be able to just go, I'm gonna fly now. And then like bounce off three rocks and a tree and then like keep going.
He can fly in car mode.
Yeah.
Like, I'm complaining all the time about these jets that stay in jet or in robot mode and fly as jet. This dude can fly in all the modes. Yeah,
Right.
this dude's great. And he's not even a jet. This dude's great. This dude's like better than Trax. Like, where's Trax? Trax should be jobbing out in the
Actually,
sky
Drax
right
is in this. He gets beat
now.
up. Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He should be either Louis, he should be the Brooklyn Brawler and just losing constantly. And but then on the opposite side of this, though, the aerial bots, terrible at being jets. They do a couple of cool moves, real bad at being jets. Especially they focus on Silverbolt way too much. Oh man, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm like, man, come on.
One thing I love about the Stunticons, and I kind of forgot this till I'm watching it again. I love the aesthetic of the Stunticons. Like Motormaster is he's like a biker thug guy. He talks, "I'm gonna tell you what, Mockers." He has this like real heavy speech thing where he doesn't really speak clearly. He's like got a mouthful of marbles, but he's
Right.
also in like I think it was like, oh God, I'm gonna screw this up. I think his Wild Rider has like horns at the side of his head, and they look cool. They look like Mad Max, like baller vehicles.
Right.
And the entire aesthetic is so much cooler than the aerial bots. So I mean
Because
that
Aerobots, when they transfer form, are basically just robots with jets on their backs.
yeah.
Even the toys were like that. I remember the toys being like that because I had
They
one of
are.
them, and it was like, yeah, you like the way you transformed it. It was like
Yeah, let's see if
they
I had
would
one
kind of.
nearby.
This
Nope.
is this feels like the good time to bring out my controversial hot take.
Oh, here we
Ooh.
go. Ooh. Okay.
I hated the aerial
Me
bots.
too. Oh
I didn't
yeah.
like for the Autobots to have combiners. I thought the Autobots outnumbered the Decepticons. A good advantage to give the Decepticons was they had the combiners. By the way, this is a thought I had at 10. You
Oh
know, like if I ever have therapy, that's probably what I'll open with. You know. But yeah, at 10, I didn't think there should be Autobot combiners, and I kind of hated the aerial bots.
Okay, yeah.
See,
Okay, I have a
yeah.
weird affection for them, because I only ever had one, and I don't know which one it was, but I had one, and this was on like the kind of on the tail end of me buying toys that weren't muscle figures, and
Right.
but I played a lot of this was when I was really first getting into Dungeons and Dragons, and being a weird kid and I moved to a new town and I didn't know anybody. So I would just sit and play by myself for like hours on. That was like my Friday and Saturday night was me just sitting in my room and like making characters or whatever. But my main dude was called for years in this was called Silverbolt because of Transformers.
Right on.
And that was like he was like my fighter. I got him up higher than to a higher level than any other character like I think I've ever played in my entire life, playing through modules by
Nice.
myself. But yeah.
The actually no, I completely agree with you, Jehu. I thing is like nowadays they're like me and some friends call these guys Neo G Wonders, like these guys who go through a midlife crisis. Like I like Transformers again. They like I know that the Dinobots combine. No, they never did. Now they have like in subsequent later things because the
Right.
thing about the Dinobots, they were that good. They didn't have to combine. They
Right.
were just that good, you know. You're like, oh, we're just a bunch of idiots who are gonna gonna overpower you. So yeah, and I never liked the Aerobots. Superion itself is like guy on stilt legs. I hated it. Now there's
Right.
things later on that are actually a little better. Like I'm a big fan of the Technobots. I like that whole thing. But yeah,
Right.
Aerobots are terrible. I
Yeah,
hate it.
and you know, you just kind of want your good guys to be underdogs.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get to this later, but there's a very easy solution to this episode that's kind of a bummer.
Oh, all of us
Well,
lose.
I guess we'll get to it. But So we cut to, see, this was really cool though, and I wanted more of this because we cut to a little scene, little insert scene of Megatron and Soundwave doing some planning, but I don't even know what they were talking about because there was the best synthwave song playing in the background for about 7.5 seconds, and I was so excited about this. I'm like, that. I was like, that's it. That's the best music I've heard in Transformers so far. And is it on that? Is it on that
Dude,
album
there
they're
is so
showing?
much on here. There's two albums.
Yeah. But is it on there?
Dude, okay. I'm just going to tell you the tracks in here. Overcoming the Unstoppable, No More Worries. Unyielding Heavy Metal, which metal is Mettle, by the
Oh,
way.
that's a clever
Metal
play
for
on words.
Home. The titles of these songs are great. And yes, you can stream them, like if you like Apple Music or whatever. They're great. They're like great background music. They have a lot of synth wave, just cool
See,
stuff.
I'm afraid to do that because I'm afraid that I'll mess up my algorithm and then I'll get nothing but like cartoon soundtracks in my random playlists.
Get
I'm afraid to
blind. That's not a
follow
problem.
any links anymore because I'm afraid to screw up the algorithm.
Isn't that the worst? That's the
It's what I
worst.
don't want to do anything online
Okay.
anymore.
I thought the same thing when I heard that part. I was like, ooh, do I need that soundtrack
You might.
now? Yeah.
There is a really fun side story with that. So for a while, I've introduced my wife. She's from Portland, Oregon originally. I've introduced her to the magic of the box fan at night. Like, there is no greater sound than the box fan going, ooh, in your room. It's like, this is like the best, like, brown noise kind of like soundtrack to listen to at night. Puts you out. So for a while, she's like, I love storms. So we're like, all right, cool. Well, let's start a thunderstorm soundtrack. And to this day, I have thunderstorms pop up on my playlist randomly. And dude, I'm like, there's some great music out there, and I'll skip over some things. Like, I love the soundtracks to the Assassination of Jesse James, Coward Robert Ford. Love this whole soundtrack.
Who did that?
But yeah, and but the thunderstorms, man, throw me every single time. I'm just like driving around listening to it and like, anyways, yeah. So algorithm, I completely get it, man. I had to actually make a second account just to have the thunderstorms because I can't do that anymore.
It is just funny because the algorithm seems to grasp on to the most fringe thing you listen
Oh,
to.
totally.
Like whatever you're into daily, it doesn't care at all about that. But like one day you try to check out one obscure thing and then it's like, do you want to hear about that forever?
Pure
Yeah, see.
example. I haven't listened to Megadeth in years because I realized that Dave Mustaine is terrible. But I
They're
listened to
terrible. They're
one
also
song.
terrible.
Yeah, well, I listened to one song recently. Now, like, Symphony of Destruction comes on all the time. I'm like, why? Why? I'm not 15 anymore. I don't need to hear that song anymore.
The best thing that guy brought into the world was, hello, me. It's the real me.
Yeah. I mean,
But beyond that, I don't listen.
yeah,
Oh,
he's a
he's the
terrible
worst.
person.
He's the
Anyways.
worst.
No, mine was that I have a family account for Apple Music, and I have like a HomePod, and normally the HomePod is my wife and my daughter just telling it to play certain songs, usually 80s songs. Sometimes I listen to country music or whatever, and somehow there's like a bulwark in my playlist where that doesn't interfere, and that's cool. But every now and then they'll just go, just play music, and it'll kind of tag on to like 80s stuff, like the Cars and
Right.
Corey
Oh,
Hart
yeah.
and that kind of stuff, and that's fine. That's cool. Tears for Fears and that kind of stuff. But every now and then, like, we were like eating dinner one day, and like Torturing Nurse or Man Is the Bastard or something came on, like this harsh noise, like this like complete abstract harsh noise, and
Right.
it was quite a. I thought everyone was gonna have a panic attack, and I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, all right, finally something good. Fettuccine
You
Alfredo. This is great, though.
It's actually
Listen
kind
to
of Skinny
cool.
Puppy once, and then it's Skinny Puppy for the rest of your life.
Right. But like I listen to a lot of Fleet Foxes. I love Fleet Foxes, and it barely comes on. But yeah, there's actually this is funny kind of thing. We're going way off the episode, but this is still my
I don't even remember
stepdaughter.
what we're talking about
Oh, I don't
anymore.
even know at this point. A stepdaughter though, she'll listen to certain things. She's like, oh, I really like this music now. So she's starting to get into this band, like Will Wood is the name of is the artist. He does like 50s doo-wop music. I'm like, this is what you're listening to now? Yeah, I'm really into this. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's not bad music. I'm just like, this is okay, man. I can listen to some 50s doo-wop. Sure, why not? But it's this guy doing it now. It's crazy how this stuff cycles so much.
100%.
Yeah.
So, speaking of weird stuff, though,
Oh, yeah.
so the Aerobots are watching television.
This show. This is my favorite show.
What is this show?
Is it comedy? Is it tragedy? I don't know.
don't know.
Why is it a period piece? I need to know more about this show.
Right? Okay. This is the best thing, man. This is like what Shockwave did in that issue of Transformers. He's watching all the soap operas and football games. He's watching like Madden commentate on football. This is like some sitcom and some period piece. This is freaking amazing.
Dude, I
Is it a
know
comedy?
exactly what
Is it
you're
comedy?
talking
Because
about. The
the
opening splash page of that issue
yeah.
is the Honeymooners.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Yeah.
He's like, these people are terrible and stupid. I'm gonna go conquer them all.
Right.
So this show is an older guy going, it's time for dinner. And then he goes to sit down, and then the wife or like his daughter goes, she had to buy new furniture. No, Dad. And the dad sits down and the chair just disintegrates. And that's all we see.
Right, but
Where is
really,
the
it's a whole
person?
play. There's a
It is.
beginning, middle,
That's
and
one
an
act
end. You
play.
see the whole story.
Ed, I'm gonna need you to narrate that entire episode now. It's time to sit down and have
I
dinner.
would watch that. That looks like some weirdo like
That is
nonsense that I would
higher
watch.
brow than WCW like soap opera in between the ring and the in between the matches drama. That one
Right.
scene.
If that was what was happening in wrestling, I would watch wrestling right now, probably. If it was about
Exactly.
like if CM Punk would sit on a chair and would disintegrate, I'd probably watch that because I hate him. So
I mean, that again is one of those things that I just feel like whoever put that in there was having a real good time.
Oh yeah,
they must
100%.
have been. So I think it's Slingshot gets in an argument with the Ironhide, and Ironhide says that he's
Oh,
going to reprogram some humility
with
with
my
my fist.
fist.
And as a dude that works in IT, that I'm stealing that line, and I'm probably going to use it once a week from now on because there's many things at work that I want to reprogram with my fist.
Oh yeah, and the beauty of that is Ironhide is voiced by Peter Cullen, who does Optimus Prime. You can almost hear a little Optimus Prime like, "I'm going to reprogram you with my fist," and then he draws that. It's so good, I love it.
Well, my favorite part from this section is when what's the one who's the heel? What's his name?
Slingshot.
Slingshot. He says to the main one, the one that's afraid of heights, "What kind of jet are you?" I'm like, "Bro, chill out. You've been a jet for like a day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you
I've
even know what
lived.
being a jet is about? Come on."
Because, like, okay, so they weren't even like robots on Cybertron. They were just
No,
like
they were
drones,
shuttles.
basically. They were
Yeah.
just shuttles. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know, man. But we cut back to Megatron and the Synthwave is back. I was real into that. But so he figures out here that the power of the key is that he can turn the planet into, he can take the energy out of things and turns it into metal. So he turns dirt into metal. And I don't
Oh,
think there's a
yeah.
whole lot of energy in dirt.
Well,
You're the
as
geologist here, Evan. You tell me how much energy is in
I'm not
dirt.
a geologist, but I did natural science. Now there's a lot of metal and dirt. You just had to pull out the iron,
Right.
ferrous oxide out there. Now I
Right.
will tell you that, especially in the South, where all the red clay, Soundwave is like does an oopsie poopsie. He's like, oh, and like the key hits the ground and turns this like little patch in the middle,
Yeah.
and Megatron's like the power. And he starts shooting every tree he sees in sight. Bam, bam,
Everything.
bam, bam.
So, okay, my thing with this is that like if Megatron is so concerned with like the Earth's natural resources and getting fuel out of the Earth, this is probably not the best plan.
Right.
Dude, this is like saying, like, I grew up in this area. I miss the trees in this area. And my wife tells me this all the time. The trees in Oregon are so much bigger than they are here. Okay, cool. Well, you don't have like giant sequoias and stuff here. Whatever. But yeah, that's like him saying, like, I miss metal. Shh, here's more metal. That's all this is.
I will say, very few of MacGuffins from Transformer cartoons has scared me, but a metal pine tree scares the hell out of
Oh,
me.
that sounds like brutal murder.
Like, you know, I mean, just the force that a pine cone hits the ground with is scary. And also, a regular pine straw is pretty pokey.
Oh yeah.
Can you
Yeah, it
imagine
does
getting
hurt.
poked by a metal pine straw? This
So
terrifies.
what if a cop car got hit with a metal acorn?
Oh,
Right.
dude, that's the windshield's gone. The funny side
It
story.
topical. Let's keep it topical.
This there's this class was going to take a UF here, and there in Milton, and this guy, he is the professor of the class. He would teach you about all the different trees that grow in the area. It was his dendrology's class. So he'd take a loblolly pine cone, And you ever grabbed a lobelia pine cone? Those are the ones that have these sharp needles on the pine cones. You pick up like, ah, dude.
I
He
know the
would take
ones.
it, hold it. It would say like he'd throw it to a random class person, and they would inevitably catch it. Oh, and then be like, ow, the hell. And it was, yeah, he was just like, you'll never forget that again. I'm like, dude, can you imagine like a pokey pine cone? You throw that at someone, and it's like metal, and like stabs their
Solid
hand.
metal. It's
That would
solid
somebody.
metal. Those things are
Yeah.
already heavy as it is. So,
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible. Anyways.
okay. So we're 15 minutes into this episode at this point. There's 6 minutes left, and I'm reasonably sure that both of these, again, I don't know a whole lot about Transformers. I'm reasonably certain that both of these like little sub factions form into a giant robot, which we've confirmed earlier in the episode, and they haven't done this yet.
Right. It's
And
a
I'm real
surprise.
worried. And I'm real worried that it's going to be some Devastor nonsense where they form and then somebody punches them and they fall apart in like 14 seconds. Because I don't like
Right.
that. I've said before, I don't want, like, I want to see those guys get giant. I want to see them get huge and then like kick a lot of things around and like punch like giant guys. I want to see like War of the Gargantuas here. And I rarely get it with the combiners.
Right.
I rarely get it with the Devastator. Like the only one time have we had that. Otherwise, it's like that Veritech fighter just knocks them out and they all fall apart.
Man,
And
I cannot
that's all
wait till
they
you
need.
watch the movie. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're beating him up, and Megatron's like, but wait, my Decepticons have a secret. We all knew it's coming. Because he last thing he said this is about the Constructicons.
Right.
Yeah.
Where are they, by the way? Why couldn't they show up and help
They're
out?
like building stuff somewhere. I don't know, man. They're hanging out in their cave or something. They're like building something with a grapple and hoist somewhere.
So, 18 minutes 45 seconds, we finally get the Sunticons combined into Minosaur. I swear to God, this guy's name was Bruticus.
No,
Is that a
no,
thing?
that's
Jump the
the
gun.
Combaticons,
The Combatic. Oh, the Combatic. You know,
who,
okay,
by the
so.
way, are the best combiners.
100%. He's right.
Okay,
They're
so.
great.
I've talked more. I've talked about my friend Brian in the past, who my ex-friend Brian, who threw my Ace action figure from G.I. Joe onto my roof.
That's why he's an ex-friend. I get it.
Yeah, he called them for some reason for years. He called them the Combunticons, and so in my brain, they've always been the Combunticons. I don't know why he called them that.
I mean, to be
I'm
fair,
trying
that's
to
pretty
piece
fun to
it.
say.
It's pretty fun to say.
Phonetically, I'm trying to get that. Like, how does he cut the.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's I don't know. And this is not the same guy that called Devastator Devastor. It's a totally different guy.
Now, you guys are really jacked up people with your the English language and your
Yeah, you have some
emphasis.
pronunciation problems with your friends.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to talk about. Well, I'm not going to talk about Japanese pronunciations and arguing with the names of battleships with people. But
Oh my God, don't not even do get into that. That is a whole tangent, dude.
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so we have Minosaur. And I'm just friends like, hey, gotcha. And like Aerobots become Superion, and I really hate Superion. I hate the Aerobots, but
He didn't look that great. He wasn't that cool, but
and he instantly
they have a
just knocked
face
down
off
on the
though.
rocks.
Well, like they have like this face off where they like remember when you're in middle school and you see guys getting fights and you would just like go shoulder to shoulder and you'd go in a circle for like 5 minutes and you'd go, come on, come on. And you just kind of nudge the guy. That's what they did here. They did this for like ever. I would
That's
expect to see a
terrible.
headlock after this because every middle school fight ends with a side headlock and you're just punching the
Yeah.
guy in the head. But then he just tosses a Minotaur down a cliff and some rocks fall on him and
Man,
puts him
and the
alive.
big bots are dumb. Why are
They
they always presented as dumb? Is it just
get real
because
stupid.
kids understand big is dumb?
I don't know, because they're terrible. He is Superion. I've been like, okay, at least they sound like they can like form full sentences of the Aerobots. And even Servobolt's like, Optimus, I'll do what I can to help them out, to bring him back. No, it's Superion is like, I'm crush. And it sounds terrible. It sounds
Yeah.
like the Hulk and like, I don't know. I'd say Sasquatch, but he actually can form sentences too. But yeah, they're just like, they're terrible, both of them. I mean, I expect Minosaur because he's a bunch of thugs, man. He's a bunch of Mad Max guys.
Yeah, great.
But
mean, yeah, that would have been fine. But yeah, definitely. Yeah, but even Omega Supreme is he's dumb, or he talks like
Oh, he
he's.
just talks
See,
that way
no, he's
because
not dumb because, oh God, this is going to be so geeky. But there's that one episode where he just decides to talk in full sentences.
this
Yeah,
one time. We did that one where he's like, today only Optimus Prime.
I'll talk to
I will
like I
speak.
used to
I will
talk
talk normal. And
before
it's
I was
like,
betrayed by the
but
Constructicons.
okay, this was what I was talking about, though. The solution to this episode is they just had another big guy show up.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of weak, I think.
This is a wrestling match. The surprise tag member comes and runs and pulls over goes over the top belt and goes down, gives them the people's elbow, and they both meet up together. And the ref is knocked out outside the match somewhere, so he doesn't see anything happen. And Minotaur's down. That's how this all went down. This is a wrestling match. This is drama. It's,
Okay,
all comes
when you put it
around.
that way, I can get on board.
I don't know. See, I thought, see, they should. I think. I wish they would have gotten to this earlier and just had like more of this. I would have been more into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they fight for a minute, and then the Decepticons like decombine and they just race off.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Megatron said, like he does always, hey, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah,
This isn't working out. Let's go.
I
I
don't know
will
why he
say this,
doesn't.
as a leader, that's one of the things I respect about Megatron. He will notice when something's not working out and say, hey, let's call it.
The
Let's not waste
the
any more
second that
resources on this. Let's just
it's the
go.
second that it goes bad too. I mean, he won't like it's like one dude like gets shot with a laser and he's
We gotta exert our resources, guys. Let's go.
But then he berates like Starscream for getting no matter what Starscream does he berates him. If he wins, no, you should have run away. Like if he gets blown up, no, you should have run away, dude.
Yeah.
You should have
Yeah.
rolled out. You should have
He
rolled out.
every bad despot's got to have his I guess the guy kicks around. You know.
Yeah.
Every 80s cartoon had like the bad villain leader. He had one guy he could kick around. You know that.
Did Cobra Commander have one though? I mean, I don't think he really pushed Destro around too much. This is
Well, it was
Zartan.
almost like reversed with him. It was almost presented like Destro was the capable one and Cobra
Yeah.
Commander was the idiot.
He was so
Speaking
much
of,
cooler in the. The comics were so much better, man.
oh yeah. I
Speaking of
mean,
that, though,
definitely with G.I. Joe comics.
I'll tell you, the Skybound Destro comic, real good stuff.
I've
I hear it's
been
good.
reading it. It is very good.
Yeah,
I hear it's good.
they actually the beauty of it is in the Destro comic. Spoilers for anyone who hasn't read this at all. They bring in Astoria from the girl who loved Powerglide. She's in the Destro comic.
That's she.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
She is. She's so much better in it, though.
Yeah.
Y'all had me for like,
I
y'all
know
had me
you
for like.
guys hated the girl who loves Powerglide, but I have a fondness for that episode.
There
It's
is a
fun
fondness.
trash.
Yeah, it is the fondness for that kind of tropey 80s cartoon. You could have plug and play that into any major franchise cartoon at the time.
Right.
But
I feel like
yeah,
that's true
I
with a lot of these though, really.
yeah.
Right.
But I
Yeah.
always loved Powerglide because he was Ralph Cramden.
But he was like, he definitely had a vaudeville thing.
Oh yeah,
When I was a
100%.
kid, I think I liked him because he reminded me of David Lee Roth.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's not awesome here though was that so the Decepticons run away and Optimus Prime gets the key back and he's gonna fix all of the everything that's turned to metal. But like, correct me if I'm wrong here. Did they animate this wrong? Because it looked like he was turning more things into metal.
That's what it looked like
Yeah.
to me.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
And
No.
so okay.
He's like, I don't know how this thing works. So, you know, someone can help me reprogram this remote because I don't understand this stuff.
I don't know, man.
He's
Everything can
like,
turn into metal, dude. I don't
old
know, man.
guy,
Something must happen.
reprogram my VCR to record, you know, a Dateline for me. That's what
I
it
mean,
was.
this wasn't the only animation mistakes in this, because at one point, Silverbolt was flying with the Decepticons. And then there's a point where I guess Blaster can do the best Ironhide imitation ever. And
Yes,
Blaster
did
says
notice that.
something, and
Yeah.
then Ironhide said something, but it comes out of Blaster's mouth.
Yeah,
Yeah, it did.
I did notice that, but I was I couldn't pause it in time to type it out. I totally forgot about that. So yeah,
See, that's what happens
and
when
that
you.
was it. That was the end of this one. I liked this episode. I did not like it as much as the first part of this. Like it had cool stuff. I mean, you finally got, like a combiner versus combiner fight, which is cool. All of our complaints about combiners aside, seeing that is very cool. It's very, very Godzilla, and I was into that. I had fun with it. Adult Brain's gonna go 3 Psycho Sid power bombs. R.I.P. Psycho Sid.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Psycho Sid. I don't know who rules the world now, and I'm really concerned about that.
There's no way to know who's in charge, who's the ruler and the master of the world. We don't have one.
We don't. Yeah, it's yeah, I don't know.
It's anarchy.
Nerds.
Kid Brain. I mean, Kid Brain probably would have liked this a whole lot because of all that stuff. I probably would have been a little down on all the on all of the Spider-Man wishy-washy. Am I a hero or am I not? I mean, I like that storyline, but it's like like how many times is Spider-Man gonna throw away the costume in the trash can in the alleyway, though? I mean, it can only happen so many times. Kid Brain's gonna go for classic middle school headlocks that get broken up by the guidance counselors out of five.
Jay?
One thing I wanted to say, I know you guys had a really miserable time with the last like 10 or 12 episodes, but I loved listening to it. So Adult Jehu is going to give this one 3 Mark Hamhocks. Where was that guy? You know,
Who?
we had the Harrison, like, what was it, Chevy or what?
Oh,
Oh,
right.
And the Carrie Fishook. Where was
Aaron
Mark Hamhock?
Fishook. Oh, Mark Hamhock. That would have been great. That would have been great. Aaron
And
Fishook.
adult. I mean, Kid Jehu would have just loved this. I loved it anytime there was a lot of characters and I got to see new people. So I feel like he would have given it 5 Power Glide's glowing heart.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, okay, also real quick, as from Flint and Dilly, who was like one of the main story editors for Transformers at the time, one of
Right.
your favorite people, Ed.
I don't have to kill Will's horse, Flint Dilly.
No, we'll get into that later.
Maybe I have some ill will towards Flint Dilly. I don't
his
know.
sister, maybe. Wait,
Yeah.
do you have a feud with Flint Dilly? Because that's not
No,
really
no.
true.
But have you heard the things that we talked about him and his family's history, though?
No.
I know we've touched on it in the past. Basically, Flint Dilly's family created Buck Rogers. His grandpa created Buck Rogers, and so at some point, his sister Lorraine Newman became the head of TSR Incorporated, the company that made Dungeons and
Right.
Dragons, and forced out the creators, the original founders of D&D, and it took the company over and sort of tried to make it into like a vehicle for them to push the Buck Rogers IP because they got the money from it. So it was weird because when I was a kid, like every couple of years, there was a new TSR, the new Buck Rogers thing coming out, and I'm like, who cares? And it was for a long time, it was like, it wasn't like, because I love, when I was a kid, I loved the Gil Gerard Buck Rogers. I thought
Oh,
that was the
100%.
coolest
Oh, yeah.
show on the face of the earth. But like they kept pushing like oh, this is the pulp Buck Rogers. And I'm like, what old is playing these games that wants that?
Right.
Like,
Right.
give
Yeah.
me ray guns. I want like beady beady beady. I want that guy.
What was the lady's name on Buck Rogers? Erin Gray, I think
Erin
that
Gray,
was her name.
Wilma Deering, Erin
Yeah,
Gray.
that was my first girlfriend.
Oh
Okay,
yeah,
fair
100%.
enough.
I get
Fair
that.
enough. All right.
Yeah, but well, so anyway, so Flint Dilly, he had this. This is one of the stories we're like, where did Dave Wise come up with this? He really did wasn't didn't come up with this. He was given a script like, all right, make this a two-parter. So this is originally called Journey to the Center of Cybertron. The Autobots, hold on a second. I'm old now. Let me get out my readers.
I
Oh
feel you. I'm wearing
man.
bifocals as we speak.
Okay.
I lost my readers last night. I was real bummed out. I
Oh,
had to get a new
I
pair.
love readers now. The Autobots and Decepticons have to fight their way to the center of their own planet through a maze of primitive monsters to try to find the original program, the machine that made all of them. And he has in parentheses, typing this has kind of make me like it. I might write this one. That's from Flint Dilly.
So, I might like that.
And so, like, David Wise is like, what's Victor Sigma? And it went all the way up the chain. Like, he's the program, or it's the program that made all the personalities. So where it brought in Bryce Malick, one of the story editors for Transformers, and then slated, well, it didn't do a very good job, did it? So that alone made it so worthwhile. All the wow. information that we found, of course.
Right.
I love this. I love this so much. It reminds me how much I hate the Aerobots and love the Stunicons. So for that alone, man, I'll definitely give this a 4.5 force field anti-gravity cars out of 5. Look, right. I want a force field anti-gravity car so bad. I want to bounce off 3 rocks on a tree and go through the Best Buy sign. I think that'd be cool. But yeah,
fair enough.
That's how I felt about it.
All right.
I'm sticking by
it. All right. Well, good. Fairly positive outcome for that one. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Jay, good to have you, man. Like, you're welcome anytime, man. If you want to hang out while the guys are breeding, that's cool, you know?
Yeah, well, I know my episode is coming up too soon. The Trans-Express. Not the Fate Express. If you guys want me for any of the ones coming up soon, I think the one where the Autobots disguise the Stunticons is coming up soon.
Next one, Masquerade.
Maybe I'll come back for that because I know at like 11, I loved that. I don't know if it's still good now, but I thought that was cool as hell when I was 11.
We'll find out in 7 days then, I guess.
Okay, then. Yes, we will. Well, everyone else will find out in 7 days or 7.5 days. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. Check out Real Phonies as Jehu and In Gang over there. That is one of our sister Friends of the Podcast. And guys, thanks for being here. Guys, girls, bots, whoever you are. And check out the Discord. The show links are in there. And make sure. Oh, dude, by the way, Ed, I am so sorry. I forgot to give away the game here with what you got in as an email. You got a spam email to Ed Hates Transformers.
Let me read this. This was really fun. Let me read this real quick. So if I can bring it up here. So every now and then we get people that want to that will solicit us to be guests on the show. We had a guy a while back that was like a writer that wanted to be on, and I'm still looking into that guy. But I got this one a couple of days ago, and I was dying laughing at this. So the subject was podcast guest inquiry. !
I'm here. Let's do this.
Yep. Hi, Ed. I hope this email finds you in good health. Sure. I just discovered your podcast, More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast. And I am overwhelmed with the insightful discussions and beneficial details you offer. Huh. That's real prosaic. You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoy it. I would like to introduce Bill Wyatt. As the visionary founder and CEO of Red Mountain Biochar, Bill's innovative work by converting biomass residues into valuable products like biochar, biocoal, and carbon black, Bill has made a significant role to environmental sustainability and industry transforming.
So
reasons why Bill would be a perfect fit for your podcast. Revolutionary leadership, engaging topics.
Bill, which can there offer are four bullet points. On,
yeah, what your audience there. Will gain, and it's a bunch of other stuff here. But the thing is, the email. I would like to introduce Bill Wyatt. Best regards, Bill Wyatt.
Man, I appreciate the struggle and trying to get your name out there. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Dude, I think you guys should have him on.
I almost want to just bet the guy.
Don't tell him what he's getting into and just bring him on to talk about an episode of Transformers. Also, when you were reading that, I was picturing Matt Berry in What We Do in the Shadows.
The
toothpick and the jeans on saying, I'm just a regular human man.
Oh, God, I love that. I got to read that. I got to read that in a voice now. That's so good.
All right. Well,
Bill has been featured on Sustainable Solutions Radio. I love that so much. Oh, well, anyways, y'all.
Like I said, I'm going to walk my dog. So,
okay.
All right.
Good to have you here, Jehu. Ed, I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.
All Roll out.
More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.